The WindowEyes 7.5 Tutorial by GW Micro. Copyright 2011 by GW Micro Incorporated. All rights reserved. Hello, my name is Stephen Clower from GW Micro, and I would like to welcome you to the WindowEyes 7.5 Tutorial. This tutorial is designed to help you quickly get started using WindowEyes with your Windows applications. The following is some of what we will cover in this tutorial. System requirements. Installing WindowEyes. First steps in introducing the Quick Start Wizard. Adjusting speech parameters. Your Braille display. Introducing the WindowEyes control panel. Navigating the Windows desktop. Using Windows Explorer to manage your files. Reading information relative to your cursor or insertion point. Using the mouse. Introducing the basics of Microsoft Word. Browsing the web with Internet Explorer and Firefox. Using Windows Live Mail. Introducing WindowEyes apps. Using Windows Help. Some miscellaneous but useful WindowEyes commands. Before we begin, I'd like to offer a quick suggestion as to how you can get the most out of this tutorial. While you can listen to this tutorial from any device that supports MP3 playback, such as MP3 CD players, Daisy readers, or another computer, we suggest that you listen to this tutorial while you're sitting at your computer so that you can follow along. Also, we will be using the latest versions of all the software that you hear. For example, we will be using Windows 7 as our operating system, Microsoft Office 2010, Windows Live Essentials 2011, and Internet Explorer version 8. If you're using a different version of Windows, or Office, Internet Explorer, etc., the feedback you get will probably differ from what you hear in this tutorial. If this happens, don't worry. You can apply just about everything you hear to this tutorial across any version of Windows, Office, Internet Explorer, etc. We aren't here to teach how to use all of these programs. We're here to teach how WindowEyes works with them, so you can be confident that the knowledge you gain today will apply tomorrow to any other computer you happen to use. Let's move on to the next section.